The New York Mets at the trade deadline, all the things that you need to know, because they're selling, boys and girls. They're selling. If you think about it, David Robertson is gone. Max Scherzer is gone. Tommy Pham and Mark Canha presumably are out the door. Brooks Raley, I like to keep him, but he might be out the door. Justin Verlander might be out the door. So the New York Mets are making moves. Adam Ottavino as well. There's a lot to get into. They won a series. They're 5.5 out in the loss column, 6 out in the win column, 6.5 out in the win column. It could be 6 tonight if the Marlins lose. A lot to get into. Let's hear from this week's sponsor. When we get back, we're going to address the New York Mets. This week, it's a New York Mets week in review / trade deadline preview and what's going on. Tune in. Let's go, Mets. And let's hear from the sponsor, because this is an intro that, as Keith Hernandez would say, hasn't really been a top-tier intro. This episode of my podcast is sponsored by the Birthplace of Rock and Roll. Yes, Sun Records has come out with a new book, and it is titled The Birthplace of Rock and Roll. It chronicles Elvis Presley's early days, Johnny Cash, Carl Perkins, Jerry Lewis, B.B. King. It's just a great book. It chronicles nearly 70 years of rock and roll music. Sun Records has been there from the start. It chronicles the great night when the Million Dollar Quartet played. It chronicles all of Jerry Lewis's sessions before he moved on. Elvis Presley's early days. The foreword is written by the late Jerry Lewis. There are interviews with Jerry Lee up until his dying days. So this is just a great book to get, and I recommend you get it. For $59.99, you could have over 220 pages of articles. You also have great photographs. It all around is a great book. And I'm a rock and roll nerd. You all know this. I've done episodes on Jerry Lewis. I've talked about Elvis Presley. This book taught me things I didn't know. And it goes into the history that we didn't know about. All the singers that Sun Records had. Because, you know, the main four get the attention. But Sun Records had a great number of artists that were with them from their start that we didn't know about, that this book shines a light on. So again, I encourage you to get the Birthplace of Rock and Roll book for $59.99. If you would like more information, please visit sunrecords.com. They will answer all your questions. Again, I encourage you, if you want to learn more about rock and roll history, if you want a great book, if you want to see priceless photographs, if you want to hear what the late Jerry Lee Lewis said, again, this was the last book he ever was a part of, I encourage you to visit sunrecords.com and purchase The Birthplace of Rock and Roll. Again, sunrecords.com, Birthplace of Rock and Roll, and we thank them for being a sponsor. And now, let's get on to the episode. All right, everybody, welcome back to the Mets News Podcast. You just heard from our sponsors this week, and let's get right into it. The New York Mets are sellers. This week in review really doesn't matter because they're sellers. Something that I didn't know if they were going to do necessarily. They've done it, and now let's get into it, discuss it, have our discussion, see if we like it. I want to hear from you guys in the comments section below on Apple Podcasts. Do you like what the New York Mets are doing? Of course, you can interact with me on Twitter, at MetsNews6, Instagram, _Mets_news. Please like, share, and subscribe, or just, you know, if you like the podcast, share it with a friend. Let's help this podcast go. We have one of the bigger New York Met followings out there, so let's continue it. Anyway, let's get into this week. They played the Subway Series. They split. It doesn't matter. We're not even going to talk about it because Thursday night, the New York Mets won a game. Yes, I know it's shocking. They won a game 2-1, and, well, David Robertson was supposed to come in and pitch. He was warming up in the rain delay, and then the New York Mets, excuse me, sat him down. And everybody was thinking, including myself, because I was watching the game, I was thinking, where's David Robertson? Why isn't he in here? Is he hurt? Is he traded? Is Buck saving him? And then, literally, a minute after it went final at 11:30, the New York Mets have traded David Robertson to the Miami Marlins. First reported by Ken Rosenthal. And at first, it really does hit you that the season is over. It does. I'm not going to lie to you and say, oh, this is great trade. My first initial thought was, I don't like it. The season's over. Because, You have to remember, on Calm Radio this year, on the Ben and Ben Show, on Game On, on my own podcast, the Mets News Podcast, thank you for listening and downloading today, I said, World Series or bust. That is something you can go back in any show I've done, on guest spots I've done. I mean, my goal has always been, this is a World Series or bust year. Nothing changes. I expect the New York Mets to have a World Series year. And you know what? When you trade David Robertson, your only reliable reliever, you're kind of waving the white flag on the season. And genuinely speaking, it's tough. I mean, we can get into all the, well, this Scherzer didn't perform, former New York Met, Max Scherzer. He's off the team. Verlander, who we don't know what is up. You know, those guys didn't perform. The offense, you know, I think Lindor said it best. And Francisco Lindor gets a lot of heat. I've ripped him. I've not ripped him in the past. But a lot of the fan base hates him. And I've always been in the camp of, I don't hate him. I wouldn't have given him the deal he got. But I for sure do not hate him. Not whatsoever. So, in my eyes, when people rip Francisco Lindor, I don't get it. People, there's legitimate points of this fan base that hate Francisco Lindor with like a passion. I am not one of them. If you, he's not, of course, I'd like to see the batting average higher, but he does everything he is expected to do. The defense this year has not been what it was, so that concerns me a little bit. But overall, this guy, I think, just gets hate because he got a big deal. That's my opinion. That's a story for another day. But Francisco Lindor, I think, said it best in the press conference. He was like, I still think we can win. I'm going to miss David Robertson. I wish him nothing but the best. But we still have the talent here to win. So we got two prospects back that are in single A. The shortstop is the one that really impressed me. He impresses me a lot. The catcher, I think, will get dealt in another deal. Maybe not this trade deadline, but in the future. The Mets have a surplus of catchers and shortstops. You can teach a shortstop how to play another position. It's much more difficult to teach a catcher to play another position, in my opinion. Unless they've done it before, when they were younger. So, listen, I'm not really going to comment on it because I don't want to, you know, the Marlins took all the salary on. I'm just looking at my notes. I don't want to comment on it because they're not even in Port St. Lucie yet. They're not in Brooklyn or Port St. Lucie. So I'm not going to comment on it. With that deal, we have to just wait and see. That's my thought process. That's how I feel. I get the fans to a degree that are upset. I do. I understand it. And to a degree, I respect it. But it is what it is. You know, the Mets underperformed. Steve Cohen warned us about this. And now we have to wait and see. So now let's get to Friday night where they won. And the game really doesn't matter anymore. Max Scherzer met with the New York media for the last time. And he said, I'm going to have a conversation with the front office to see what their plan is. And his whole press conference, I'm not going to read you every quote from the press conference. His whole press conference just felt like, get me out of here, get me out of here, get me out of here. I want out, I want out, I want out, get me out, get me out, get me out. I want out of here, I want out, I want out, I want out, I want out, get me out, get me out, get me out. And, you know, when you say, I have to have a meeting with Steve Cohen, to me that just signifies, I want a meeting to say, can I please get out, can I leave? And you know what? Steve Cohen granted him his wish. At 5:30, I got a message from a friend. Should I say his name? I'll ask him if he wants me to say his name next time, but I'm not this time. He texted me, he sent me three things. And my first thing was, what Max Scherzer's drawing interest from the Houston Astros and the Texas Rangers. Okay, no one's going to take on that deal. We're not going to get a prospect. We should keep him. But then I see he sends, Max Scherzer has been traded to the Texas Rangers. Still a lot of hurdles to clear, but the deal is basically done. And I'm not going to lie to you. When I saw the return, I was happy. I was like, yes, this is the type of return I want. If you're going to trade Max Scherzer, get a top five prospect. And Ronald Acuna's brother, I don't want to butcher his first name. I promise you I'll learn how to pronounce it. But today we're just going to call him Acuna. Our Acuna is a top five prospect, could be in baseball. He's in the top 10. He's number two in the system behind Kevin Parada, which I think will change once he plays. So there's really, I was happy. But then these reports started to come out that Max Scherzer might not waive his no trade clause, blah, 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 blah. And I was immediately pissed off that Max, with all the rumors of Max, he wants to control his option, he wants this, he wants that, I was getting more mad. And right when the game started, I was watching it, and I had to watch Carlos Carrasco literally take a giant you-know-what on the mound, because he stinks. And I don't care what happens after the trade deadline, he has to go away. He has to get DFA'd. It's over. It is. I am done. I don't want to see him anymore. And I think every Met fan agrees with it. But anyway, so the deal gets done. The Scherzer deal gets done immediately after the game starts. And we got Acuna, Ronald Acuna's brother. And I'm happy with the deal. The Mets take on have to pay $35 million. The Rangers take on $25 million. So you have $22 million in next year's cap space, which I'm okay with. And this is what having Steve Cohen is. You get, as Billy Epler said, you get to reinvest the money in other ways. And I truly believe that Max Scherzer needed to go. Listen, he's pitching like a fourth starter. I wanted Max Scherzer. I was pumped up. I was. I'll be the first one to say it. But he didn't want to be here anymore. I don't think he wanted to come here from the start. I stand by that. I think he had to come here because Steve Cohen made him a $45 million a year offer, 43 to be exact, that he could not refuse. I think that's why he came here. I don't think he wanted to be here. And I think he saw the opportunity that, hey, David Robertson is gone. Now I can go. This is my ticket out of New York. That's how I feel. And you could say, oh, bet you're wrong, you're this, you're that. That's just how I genuinely feel. And the Mets did the right thing. They got a top 10 prospect in their system, number two to be exact, and a top 30 prospect in baseball that could be top 10 next year, that could help the team win next year. And that's exactly what you need to do. Now, here. This was just reported. There's a feeling around baseball that Justin Verlander stays with the New York Mets. But there's also a 60% chance that he could get traded. That's what Joel Sherman just said. So no one knows what's going on. But look, the Scherzer trade had to happen. It just didn't work out. I'm not upset with either side. And it is what it is. Now let's get on to the players and then we'll get out of here. Because I have a feeling I'm going to have to record a podcast tomorrow. So you're going to be getting back-to-back days of Mets News podcast. Or a Wednesday podcast. You know, a lot of Mets news this week. Fitting title. Do I think the New York Mets will trade Justin Verlander? No. If you want to win next year, then you have to keep JV. You do. Well, if the return is better than what you thought, then yeah, you trade him. If you get a top 10 prospect from the Dodgers or Astros, two of them won, yeah, then I'm trading him. But then the problem is, if you want to win next year, then JV has, who are you replacing JV with? He still has his stuff. He has a 1.5 ERA in his past six starts. I don't want to trade him, but if he wants to leave, get him out. If players don't want to be here anymore, get him out. So really, my approach with Justin Verlander is wait and see. Wait and see. Which I know for New York fans, including myself, is very difficult. Look, I'm scrolling through Twitter every minute. You know, I am. I'm not going to lie to you. We'll see what happens. We will see what happens, and that's all I can say. And, you know, the Mets won a series. Look, they can make a run, but they're not. We all know it. And I genuinely don't know what else to say. Everyone's in a wait-and-see mode. Tomorrow I will probably have a 30-minute podcast out, or Wednesday. Give me till Wednesday to have a 30-minute podcast out about what the New York Mets got in return. Obviously, if there's a trade today with Verlander, I will instantly get on. It's a busy few days in Metland. This is my edition of the Mets News Podcast. The wait-and-see New York Mets, who are in sell mode, ladies and gentlemen. We'll have to wait and see. If you like what you hear, subscribe to the Mets News Podcast. Leave a comment. I always interact with my listeners. Tweet me at is it still Twitter? Tweet me or whatever it's called, at Mets News 6. I'm not on there. After the deadline, I'm not going to be on there. I'll be on there once or twice a day like I used to be, but I won't be on as much as I am right now. But if you want to interact with me, right now is a prime opportunity because I'm on there and I'm interacting with people and I'm getting everyone's point of view. Subscribe to all my platforms. We'll do one last check of Twitter here before I leave. One last check. Anything? Nothing. So, this has been an edition of the Mets News Podcast. I want you to please all subscribe and everyone stay safe. Tomorrow you'll hear my beautiful voice again. The trade deadline, New York Mets are in full swing. Again, for the final time, and then I'll leave you all alone. If you like what you hear, subscribe, leave a comment. Follow me on Twitter, at MetsNews6, Instagram _Mets_News. You can always reach out to me via email, Mets, M-E-T-S, 2156-725@gmail.com if you want to interact with me. And I'll read your, emails on the show. That's the thing I got from Rico Bronya. I don't expect anyone to do it. You can always send me a voice message on Anchor. Subscribe to the Apple Podcast. We're growing, growing, growing every year. I love the support. Talk to you tomorrow when the Mets will make more trades. Stay safe. Have a good one.